Well, good morning, friends, and welcome to our Thursday edition of Good Morning Live. I pray that you are having a wonderful morning thus far. Now, if you're wondering what happened yesterday, man, well, first, let me just say this rain has been something else here in the Lancaster County area and the thunderstorm. So yesterday morning when we came into the studio, again, every computer had reset and caused all kind of problems for us. And then one of the main ones that help control a lot of what we do just died and just would not come on. So thankfully, we had a backup computer to replace that. But the time frame it took to get all of that stuff connected and set up, we just weren't making it by 8 o'clock or really probably by 10 o'clock. So anyway, so thanks for the grace for that. I always hate when we have to miss a Good Morning Live, but it is so good to be back with you today to help encourage you and strengthen your faith and help you get your day started right. And man, it's just been amazing what God's been doing through this online community and how he's bringing people together and encouraging one another. So I do want to remind you, because every day we get some prayer requests in of people who are asking that we would stand and pray for them. And it's such a powerful thing to be able to pray with people and believe with people and stand with people. So if you have a prayer request, you can always just text the word prayer to 717-500-3575. And we have an amazing team of people who will take that prayer request seriously and stand with you and really just believe God that he will hear, because we know that he does, and that he's going to answer that prayer request. So feel free to do that anytime. Again, the word prayer to 717-500-3575. It would be our honor to stand and pray with you. Also, if you are watching today on a platform that you can like, comment, or share, I would ask you to please do all three. We'd love to know where you're watching from and get this out to as many people as you can. So whenever you like, comment, and share, it helps us do that. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you hit that subscribe button. And of course, if you are watching around the world on the Pioneer Network, we know you can't do those things. But thank you so much for being a part of this online community and for standing with us and for watching every day. So are you ready to dive into the Word of God together? All right, well, I want to encourage you today with a truth that might sound at first like a contradiction, right? I want to present to you today that the presence of an enemy is not the sign that you are in the wrong place. I'll say that again, that the presence of an enemy is not the sign that you are in the wrong place. It is often a confirmation that you are standing in front of the right door. I've been screaming this as loud as I can in our preachings, but God has never required or asked of us or promised us a life of ease without trouble, without problems. He's promised us victory through it all, right? But sometimes we have adopted this gospel, especially as the American church, where we just think that when we come to God, everything's going to be completely easy and there's not going to be any trials or problems. So the Bible says that it rains on the just and the unjust. What was the difference is that because our house is built not on sand, but on the solid rock of Jesus, that when everything that can be shaken is shaken, we will remain. We will see victory. We will overcome. We will win. We understand that that's the end. We're going to come out of this thing all right. But it doesn't mean that there won't be some obstacles along the way, some Goliaths that are in front of you. Now, the promise is that Goliath is going to fall, but it doesn't mean he won't bring you into the valley to take that giant down. So often when we experience a problem or we experience a giant, we approach it with this mindset often that, well, then I must be doing something wrong, or God's forsaken me, or I don't understand what's happening and why is this like this? I must be doing something wrong, or this isn't the will of God. But often it is a sign that you are exactly where you need to be. For instance, just look at the life of David for a second. You know, he is brought down. He just to deliver some pizza. not really pizza, but he brought some bread and cheese to his brothers who were in the army, and finds that they were all cowering in fear. And, you know, he's presented with this giant, and, you know, everybody else was saying, well, we can't win. There's nothing that we can do. But David's ability and strength to confront this giant was the very open door that would propel him into the next season of life. It was when Saul saw that David was able to defeat this giant, which is what made Saul say, all right, if you do this, you can marry my daughter. It'll position you next in line for the kingship. You know, it really opened doors for his life. He eventually would become really second in command. And so often we look at a giant in front of us as this obstacle that's, we don't understand why is this happening, but often it is a sign that we are in the right place at the right time and in the right season. So when we get that perspective right, that, you know, I might be in a valley and there's a giant in front of me, but if I'm in the valley and if there's a giant, it means that this giant is standing in front of a next open door for me. And my assignment in this valley is to bring this giant down. Right? Like I've heard it preached that, come on, if I find myself in a valley with a giant, only one of us are coming out of this thing alive. And I believe it's God's will that we bring those giants down. So let me encourage you today that if you feel like you're being attacked or you are discouraged, or if you feel like there's resistance on every side, that you are misunderstood or spiritually oppressed, that, you know, there might be great affliction standing at the wide open door in front of you. May I submit to you that you might be exactly where God has called you to be. You've been praying that God, get me out of here, get me away from this giant, and get me out of this valley. And God's saying, I brought you into this valley and stood you in front of this giant for a purpose, not to get you out of it, but to bring you through it. And you bring this giant down. We started the first part of this week talking about that, about leaving that legacy and dealing with stuff so that our children don't have to deal with it. Maybe God brought you into this valley in front of this giant so that you could bring this giant down, because when giants fall, they never get up again. Every time God opens, I have found in my life a new dimension or a new door to my life. I have found that there's always an adversary positioned in front of me to challenge it. It might be an adversary from within of, you know, mental thoughts that I'm not strong enough. I can't do this. I'm not educated enough. This is beyond me. Or attacks from without, people and criticism and opposition and whatever. Right. But when I have found, whenever God opens a new door, get ready. What's that old saying? Another level, another devil. Right. So again, I submit to you that instead of asking God to deliver you from it, I submit to you that he has deemed it necessary to strengthen you, to bring you through it. So a few points today as we work our way through this. Every great door has a guard. Every great door has a guard. 1 Corinthians 16:9 says, a great door is opened and there are many adversaries, right? So a great door is opened and there are many adversaries. So while there's a great door open, there's many adversaries, many things often standing in our way to block us and stop us from walking through that open door, walking through what is next. Paul doesn't say that the door is closed. He says that the door is open, but there are adversaries. What does that mean? It means open doors don't mean easy access. They mean opportunity that must be contended for. Oh, I hope we get this. Open doors don't mean easy access. They mean opportunities that must be contended for. Man, when you get that, I see that these screens, come on, I told you all kind of computer stuff, right? Come on, it's a new door, right? But open doors, we get words that God's opening a door in front of you. You know, God's opening a new season. We often think, well, that means I'm running through with fields of grace, fields of just, it's going to be easy. No, open doors don't mean easy access. they mean opportunity that must be contended for. And I want to encourage us today that if God's opened a door in front of you and it hasn't been easy, it doesn't mean that the door's not of God. It means that we have to contend for that opportunity. Come on. So if there's no enemy opposing you, it often means that you may not be a threat. Enemies don't stand at the doors of empty rooms. They stand at the doors of great treasure. The enemy is not going to stand at the door, you know, in front of you and what he knows is no threat to him. He's going to stand in front of the door that if he knows, if you walk through, you get that opportunity, you lay hold, you capture, you lean in, you take that bounty, if you will, that it's going to affect his kingdom. That's when he'll put a guard at the door and says, don't let them through. Back to David and Goliath in 1 Samuel 17, 26. David asked, what will be done for the man who kills this Philistine? See, Goliath wasn't just a fight. He was a doorway to David's promotion. The anointing on David came in private. That was in 1 Samuel 16. But the crown came after the confrontation. Oh, I want us to see that. I want us to know that. Goliath wasn't just a fight. He was a doorway to David's promotion. That anointing came in private. That's when we get that anointing in our prayer closet, that anointing from God. But the crown came after the confrontation. Your adversary may be loud. It may be intimidating. It may be threatening. But it's just the announcement that promotion is near. Almost the bigger the adversary, the louder the adversary is often a sign that the greater the promotion is that is on the other side of it. I said this to you a few days ago, but often when problems start arising, problems are usually an indication that a new door is opening. Why? You think of Abraham and Lot. Even at that, like, inward fighting started, and there was all kind of confrontation and all kind of problems that were happening. And it was an indication that they had outgrown the land that they were in. And God said, listen, one of you got to go this way and one of you got to go that way. Why? Because God was getting ready to enlarge their territory. And as that enlargement began to happen, it began to bring problems to the surface. So again, often stop looking at problems as a setback and as a sign that God's not with you and things aren't going well. Often it's the problems is a sign of the growth and development that's happening in your life and for you and with you. It's a sign that God's saying, listen, you can't stay where you are. You are growing beyond this land. You are growing beyond this assignment. I'm opening new doors. And anytime there's new doors, there's going to be new adversaries. There's going to be an enemy trying to block you from moving forward. Adversaries from within and adversaries from without. Problems arising. Why? Because you can no longer stay where you are. There's something greater in front of you. So I'm not saying we ignore the problems. I'm not saying that they're always easy and we just celebrate them all. But what I'm saying is when you got a right perspective, when you can walk into the valley understanding that I'm not happy that I got to face this giant. I'm not happy that there's problems and adversaries around. But what I do know is it means that there's something on the other side of this enemy that God has for me that the devil is so scared that I lay a hold of. That he's put an enemy on assignment to block me from walking into it. That brings me to my second point, that adversaries reveal assignment. Adversaries reveal assignment. Listen, Luke 4, verse 1 says, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. Listen, the devil didn't show up before the assignment. He showed up at the start of the assignment. Jesus didn't walk into his earthly ministry until after he faced down his adversary in the wilderness. Come on. all that Jesus was to do. He first had a showdown with the devil in the wilderness. It says that he was full of the Holy Spirit, being led by the Spirit into the wilderness. But once he had that showdown with the adversary, he confronted the giant. He confronted the devil. It says now he went in full of the Holy Spirit, but now he returned in the power of the Holy Spirit. Again, the anointing was put on in private, but the confrontation with the giant makes us return in the power of the Holy Spirit. Come on. There are some things that God has for you to walk into, but it will be on the other side of you facing the adversary in the wilderness. I'm just here to remind some of us that we've been running from that adversary. We've been avoiding that adversary. We've been just saying, we're not giving it. We don't want to face it. We're going to put our heads in the sand and pretend it doesn't exist, all while we're questioning God, why we're not moving forward. But I'm here to say to you today that your breakthrough, your open door, your next assignment, your enlarged place is on the other side of that adversary. Can I tell you that if God put the giant in front of you, it means he has more faith in you than you do in yourself, right? He put the giant in front of you, not so that you would fail, not that you would be whipped, not that you would be beaten down. He put the giant in front of you because he said, greater is you that is in you. Greater is he that's in you than the giant that stands in front of you. So come on, if there's a giant in front of you, if there's a problem, if there's a circumstance, if there's an addiction, if there's something stopping you from moving forward, God is looking at that and saying, come on, you have an anointing that I've given you in private to bring that adversary down. Listen, your adversary is not random. He's assigned to the area God is about to use you in. Attacks don't just come at random. They are strategic from the enemy, assigned to the area that God wants to use you in. Listen, so if you're under attack in your mind, it may be that God is raising you up to speak life and to speak truth. If your voice is being silenced, it may be because he's called you to preach or to lead, whether that's in church or whether it's in business or whether it's in family. Like wherever the attack is, it's often an indication of the very call and assignment that God has for your life. Point three, adversaries come with the assignment, not because of failure. They come because of the assignment, not because of failure. Think of Job 1:8, where the enemy says, God says, have you considered my servant Job? Listen, Job didn't face adversary because he did something wrong. He faced it because God was bragging on him. Listen, the adversary may not be punishment. It might be a heavenly spotlight. It may be because you are standing in the right field at the right time, going after the right thing. Again, I'm just trying to help us change our perspective today because the enemy has us convinced that because there are giants in the land isn't meant for us. And yet that's how most people view it. Most people walk into the land, they see the giants, they see how big the adversary is, and they run out in fear saying we can never win. But there are those of us, come on, Caleb's in the room. There are those of us who walk into the land and we see the giants and we remember the promise that God would give us houses that we didn't build, vineyards we didn't plant. And some of us run out of there saying there are giants in the land, but have you seen how big their houses are that God promised us? Have you seen how big the vineyards are and the grapes are and the abundance is in the land? Come on. It's a good thing that giants built the houses that God wants to give us. It's a good thing that giants planted the vineyards that God promised us. And the same God who brought us through the wilderness and the same God who brought us through the Red Sea and the same God who delivered us out of the hands of the Egyptians is the same God who will deliver the giants into our hand. So I'm just trying to encourage us today that when you walk in and God's opened the door and a new opportunity and there's a giant in front of you, don't run away in fear. Don't come back with a bad report. Come on, get some faith up in your spirit that the same God who brought you through faithfully this far is the same God that will bring you into the fulfillment of the promise ahead of you. Don't quit now. Don't back up now. Don't start doubting now. Those giants were used to build cities for you. Remember the scripture that says the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just? Listen, if anyone's going to build a house for me, I would rather it be a giant. Why? Because can you imagine the size of the thing? If anyone's going to plant a vineyard for me, I'd rather it be a giant. Why? Can you imagine the harvest that will come? How good that soil was tilled? How massive the harvest and the abundance would be? Why? Because it was planted to feed a family of giants. And now it's going to feed me and my family. So point number four, enemies announce elevation. That's why David wrote in the Psalms, Psalms 23, he said, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies." Listen, God won't always remove the enemy. Sometimes he makes them watch your elevation. Come on, the table is not before your friends, it's before your enemy. The enemy you face today may be sitting in the audience tomorrow, watching you eat at the table God prepared for you. Listen, if God didn't remove the adversary instantly from your life, that it means he has called you to conquer that adversary. He has put an assignment on you to bring that giant down. It means he has set you in the valley and said, only one of you are walking out of this valley, and I have empowered you to tear down that adversary that's been tormenting your family, tormenting your generations, tormenting your brothers and sisters. There's a call and anointing on you to fulfill the assignment to bring that adversary down. Remember, pursue, overtake, and recover all. Goliath was sent to intimidate Israel for 40 days. But to David, he was the platform. Listen, don't curse your Goliath. Conquer him. You can either run from your adversary, or you can let God use your adversary to reveal your anointing. Listen, and it's all a matter of faith. Romans 8:37 reminds us, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus that loves us. When you understand that I'm not a victim here, I am more than a conqueror through Jesus. If there's a giant in front of me, it means God has the confidence in me that I'm an overcomer, that this giant is no match for the God who's on the inside of me. This giant is not sent here to bring me down. I've been sent here to bring the giant down. I'll make the adversary, I'll make the enemy think twice before he puts a giant in front of me. Do you understand? It's all in the perspective of knowing who we are and who God's called us to be. God's not going to put us in front of a giant that we can't overcome. So if it means I'm facing an adversary, it means I am well capable through Christ to bring this giant down. So I ask you today, where are you facing resistance right now? Identify the giant that keeps shouting at you. Identify it. Is it fear? Is it anxiety? Is it debt? Is it family? Is it dysfunction? Is it insecurity? Is it an addiction? And ask, could this be the enemy guarding my next level? Could this be the enemy guarding my open door of opportunity? And ask God and pray. Say, Lord, help me see opposition as confirmation, not condemnation. He hasn't set you up to fail. He hasn't brought you this far to forsake you now. It's time that the church got some backbone again. It's time that the church got aggressive in our faith again. It's time that the church learned how to stand in faith again and declare the gates of hell will not prevail against us. Remember, gates aren't to keep people in, they're to keep people out. The enemy's more afraid of you than you are of him, but he's not afraid of a weak-kneed, jelly-spine believer that has no idea who they are in Christ. He's afraid of the believer who's rising up in faith to take the ground and the territory that God set in front of them, who walks into the valley and stares Goliath down and says, "You are no match for the God that I serve." And when you come with that kind of perspective, you quit complaining about the mountain and you start telling the mountain about how big your God is. You quit running to everybody and crying about how, because that's what David's brothers were doing. The whole army was terrified in fear, complaining to one another about how big Goliath was. But it took a small little shepherd boy to walk into the field and say, "I don't know what you're all doing in here. The God we serve is bigger than this giant. I don't care how tall he is. I don't care how strong he is. The God we serve is bigger and more capable of bringing down this giant." So I just want to encourage you in your faith today. Thank God for every adversary, because they announce your elevation. Thank God that you will not be discouraged by the battle, that you will not retreat from the resistance. But thank God that you have received strength to conquer and declare that if the enemy is standing at the door, then your promotion is standing behind it. Rise up and take that giant down in faith, in Jesus' mighty name. So Father, I thank you today for every person who's listening and watching right now, that maybe they have been cowering in fear. Maybe they have felt overwhelmed and discouraged. Maybe they have felt beaten down. But Father, I'm thanking you today that right now they are rising in the spirit of faith, that you are changing their perspective of how they see that giant. You are changing the way they see their adversary. And no longer do they see themselves as a grasshopper in view of the giant, but they see you mightily dwelling on the inside of them with the anointing and the power to conquer and tear down every adversary that stands between them and the promise that you have for them. I thank you in the name of Jesus that they are anointed to tear those giants down. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Come on, I pray you are encouraged in your faith today. I pray that the Spirit of God that dwells mightily on the inside of you is right now encouraging you to rise up and take those giants down. Thank you so much for being with me today. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. right here on Good Morning Live. Be blessed.